Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance of severe storms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 73. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 63.
Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Department of Corrections says they have placed an escape status on an inmate after not returning to the Johnson County Department of Corrections Adult Residential Center facility Tuesday afternoon after going to two job interviews. KDOC says 49-year-old John Evans Jr. has been serving a one-year sentence at the Johnson County Work Release Center. He was convicted in Wyandotte County for one count of burglary. Johnson is a 49-year-old white male with green eyes, standing 5 feet 9 inches tall and weighing 191 pounds. The Kansas Chamber Board has elected three new members and one replacement. Elected to their first three-year term are James Brungard, Sunflower Electric Power Corporation from Hayes, Nick Strecker, INA Alert Incorporated from Ellenwood, Patrick Gideon from Silver Lake Bank in Topeka. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Save green this month at Rusty at Ford with discounts on all new vehicles. Trunk month is happening now at Rusty at Ford. Check out the new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years in a row and counting. Keep more green in your pocket with discounts on all new Fords on our lot. We have it all. F-150, Bronco, Edge, Escape, Explorer, Mustang, and more. You'll luck out with low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Follow the rainbow to find your pot of gold, or even better, a new vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford. Come see us at Rusty Eck Ford. Save some green and drive home your new Ford today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
WAC offers cannot be combined. See store for details.
A mysterious water leak in the town of Towanda has city officials scrambling to find out when and how it happened. In a city council meeting just last month, it was announced that the leak was losing 50,000 gallons of water per day, costing the city approximately $114,000. City Administrator Andy Newbray said the leak may have started in June of 2022. He said the water mains are 80 to 100 years old and staffing issues with the city's maintenance team has been a contributing factor. New maintenance workers are in the process of obtaining certifications. Hummingbird migration has been starting earlier, and reports say some are staying in state all winter. These tiny birds are among the smallest in the world, according to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. 15 varieties of hummingbirds are found in the U.S., with only one regularly appearing in Kansas, the ruby-throated hummingbirds. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Golden Harvest tested different hybrids to find out how they responded to rescue nitrogen applications in wet fields. Here's Chad Smith.
Bruce Battles, a technical agronomy manager with Syngenta Seeds, says the weather can have a big impact on soil.
A lot of years right now, we would think about a lack of nitrogen due to potentially heavy rainfalls or leaching of nitrogen to the soil. But this year, we've actually probably had more of a problem, more of an issue with getting nitrogen to the plant. Slow mineralization early due to the cooler temperatures and with the dry soils, depending on how growers are placing their nitrogen, getting nitrogen to that developing seedling has been a challenge. But a lot of what we've focused on has probably been more of what we're not seeing this year in our agronomy research program is actually how to handle those more common cold, wet deep springs.
And that's a look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Save green this month at Rusty at Ford with discounts on all new vehicles. Truck month is happening now at Rusty at Ford. Check out the new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years in a row and counting. Keep more green in your pocket with discounts on all new Fords on our lot. We have it all. F-150, Bronco, Edge, Escape, Explorer, Mustang, and more. You'll luck out with low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Follow the rainbow to find your pot of gold, or even better, a new vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford. Come see us at Rusty Eck Ford. Save some green and drive home your new Ford today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Yeah,
WAC offers cannot be combined. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met in special session last Thursday, and following executive session, unanimously approved a motion to extend an offer to Joshua Haverkamp for the post of city administrator with a contract to be negotiated. Mayor Todd Fry indicated no update at the regular meeting Monday evening. Joshua Haverkamp was among three finalists interviewed for the position and is currently with the Kansas City, Missouri City Manager's Office. He's a graduate of Kansas State with a major in political science and a master's in public administration. City Council heard a presentation on creation of a stormwater utility prior to the regular meeting Monday. Later in the meeting, the mayor suggested moving forward with drafting a request for qualifications for a drainage study that could be a springboard for conversations regarding storm sewer improvements and possible establishment of a storm sewer district. Unanimous approval was given to proceed. Approval was given for Marysville Kiwanis to use the city park Saturday, March 23rd, noon until 2 for the annual Easter egg hunt, and for Blue Valley Technologies and Marysville Chamber and Main Street to block off the 600 block of Broadway April 27th. For a community celebration as they're finishing the fiber upgrade. Renewal of the annual $5,000 membership with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth brought discussion with comment that previous year's $2,500 contribution would be appropriate. The motion for $5,000 renewal passed on a 5-2-1 vote, with Colleen Behrens and Keith Beichman voting no, Jeff Keating abstained. Late fees on past due water bills were discussed, as some citizens received bills late. No change in the policy was adopted, and citizens are reminded that e-statement or automatic withdrawal options are available by contacting City Hall. City of Blue Rapids also reported late delivery of water bills and announced the due date for February will be extended to March 18th, asking anyone who has not received a bill in Blue Rapids contact the city office. A request was heard Monday at the council meeting for dust control of a Lakeview sports complex. A budget meeting is planned this Thursday evening at 6 at the fire station. A vehicle reported stolen at Lynn Post and Pipe was recovered. Authorities still seeking any information in the case. A silver 2015 Ram 3500 pickup with a Kansas power tag was taken just before midnight Saturday. An individual with a white Ram pickup is of interest, caught on video surveillance. That picture is posted on the Washington County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, and they may be contacted if you have any information. Marysville's been nominated in the USA Today's 2024 10 Best Readers' Choice Travel Awards. As a contender for Best Small Town in the Midwest, the public can vote once each day during the run of the contest. A link is online at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street website and social media pages. Your news on your time, daily podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available online at KNDYRadio.com and our social media. Margaret Polson, age 96 of Beatty, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 11 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Margaret Polson. Richard B. Rick Aikman, age 66, of Blue Rapids, passed away. Graveside service is planned Saturday, March 16th, 11 a.m. at Prospect Hill Cemetery, north of Blue Rapids, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Rick Aikman.
Hi, this is Nick Wolf with United Bank and Trust, and we would like to invite you to a presentation by Dr. David Cole, Professor Emeritus, Virginia Tech. Join us at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, March 19th at Venue 36 in Marysville, or 2 p.m. in Clay Center at the Rex Theater, as Dr. Cole delivers his agricultural update and the road ahead. You can see our Facebook post for more details. We look forward to seeing you there. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. Some storms may be severe, with their highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Some severe storms may be possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with their lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Showers and thunderstorms continue into Thursday, staying cloudy with their highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. North winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. More showers early Thursday night, mostly cloudy with their lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, north winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20, and mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower 30s. A bit warmer throughout Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 60s, westerly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30, then staying clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s, northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Still sunny into Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s, and clear Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March, 55. Record high on this date, 87. The average low, 31. And the record low, 5 degrees. Sunset this evening at 7:32. Sunrise in the morning at 7:41.
People who love to fish also love to share fishing secrets. Some tried and true tips from our readers are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 13th, the 73rd day of the year. Singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka has a birthday, and William Herschel discovered the planet Uranus on this day 243 years ago. We've been dreaming about the year's first fishing outing by reviewing some of our readers' best fishing tips. Here's a few we like. Old-timers say to watch the cows. If they're lying down resting, you should do the same. If they're up and feeding, the fish will be too. Don't use ice cubes to cool your minnow bucket. Tap water chemicals will kill them. Instead, use pre-frozen plastic bottles. And keep human odors off your bait. Store unscented soap in your tackle box and wash up before baiting your hook. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find our best fishing days chart online. Check out almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
There will be an estate sale for Gene Roethlisberger in Randolph this Friday and Saturday with a walnut buffet with hutch, side buffet and table with 6 chairs, walnut desk, a washstand, blonde bedroom set, second bedroom set, plus 3 recliners, a TV, an entertainment center, glide rocker, 2 sofas, a baby crib, bookcase with glass doors, assorted glassware, Tupperware, a Corral plate set, Christmas decoration, and more. See photos on Marketplace on Facebook. Text or call 785-293-2264. Estate sale in Randolph at 308 East Garrison, Friday 9 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The match is set for the number 6 Kansas Jayhawks as they go into the Big 12 basketball tournament, as they're set to face the number 11 Cincinnati Bearcats tonight with tip-off at 8:30. It was a rally yesterday for Cincinnati to come back and win in a 90-85 victory in the Big 12 tournament over number 14, West Virginia. Simas Lucusius hit 7 three-pointers and scored 31 points in the game. Day-Day Thomas also coming in with 7 three-pointers and 29 points overall, along with being helped by 3 different technical fouls by West Virginia in the second half to allow Cincinnati to come back from a 16-point hole for their victory, putting them 19-13 for the season. Kansas State basketball also ready for their tip of the Big 12 tournament, as well as they're on the road against the number 7 Texas Longhorns. That tip off at 6 p.m. this evening. The Wildcats finished off their regular season as they topped the number 7 Iowa State Cyclones last Saturday. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Friday, it's the Big East Tournament semifinal at 4:30 as teams fight for position on the NCAA bracket. Saturday brings more Big East Tournament action with the finals at 5:30. Then the Pac-12 Tournament finals at 8. On Sunday, NASCAR heads to Bristol for 500 laps of adrenalized energy. Coverage begins at 2. And March 30th, get ready for UFL football. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com. College sports are making their way to Washington, D.C. as U.S. Senator Ted Cruz from the state of Texas said there is a good chance this year that Congress may pass legislation regarding antitrust protection and regulation to college athletes by the end of the year. Cake News reports that according to Senator Ted Cruz, he said, quote, the clock is running as he oversees the panel of topics that include former Alabama coach Nick Saban, saying, quote, it's not too late to get it done, but we're getting close to it being too late to get it done for this year. I still think there are elements there are getting bipartisan agreement. We just have not been able to get everyone to the table to sign off on the issue. The conversation is still ongoing at the federal level regarding the standardization of how athletes can be compensated for the use of their names along with images and likeness, and to give the NCAA and different conferences the ability to govern college sports without the constant threat of lawsuits and state laws undercutting the authority of the NCAA. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Marysville senior Bella Rader and junior Lindsay Dressman named first team All-NCKL girls basketball, along with Clara Danifer from Abilene, Clay Setters, Lily Edwards, and Regan McDonald. Kiera Jones from Chapman. Concordia's Charlize Cash and Taylor McDaniel. And Sarah Springer and Lexi Hecht from Wamego. Honorable mention to Alicia Fries of Chapman, Ayla Johnson of Clay Setter, Carly Carlgren of Concordia, and Riley Meinhardt from Wamego. Boys first team, all NCKL basketball honors to Marysville's junior Willow Tott, Brax Fisher and Stockton Timbrook of Abilene, Chapman's Keelan Groover, Cole Pladsden, Justin Wright, and J.C. Weller from Clay Setter, Joey Henderson, Peyton Breeze of Concordia, and Spencer Wright of Wamego. Honorable mention to Tyler Holloway of Abilene, Chapman C.J. Holm, Gage Picking, and Weston Langvart, and Concordia's Peyton Ritter and Shane Parker.
Every KNDY broadcast from state basketball and all season long.
This belongs to these Lady Wildcats, and stand proud tonight as your state champions. Frankfort, their first in school history.
Available at KNDYradio.com.
Hanover is your 2024 1A Division II Girls State Champion for the second time in 2 years.
Listen back anytime at KNDYradio.com.
In our house, every man is a Wildcat.
Bang! He got it! What a shot!
Join head coach Jerome Tang every game for the excitement that is Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
There's the lock. Oh, my goodness! A stop over his head! Three-point try again. That one slid.
Your front row seat to every game is right here.
Scores and an and one!
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
On Classic Country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
Beware of the fog.
Another three hits. A pure Swiss from the right wing.
The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
A big time thundering slam.
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's Country 95.5 KNDY.
Big 12 men's basketball tournament action gets underway Wednesday. Kansas State tip off at 6, Kansas tip off at 8:30, live on KNDY.
Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
Many gardeners know and grow bee balm, but its beautiful mildew-resistant cousin, spotted bee balm, is often overlooked. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll know it's a bee balm by its unique, almost Dr. Seuss-like flowers. The small, creamy yellow flowers appear between layers of white to lavender leaf bracts. The flowers appear throughout the summer and even longer with a bit of deadheading. You'll also find various bees, butterflies, and beneficial insects visiting this native plant. The beneficial insects feed on or parasitize aphids, whiteflies, and mealybugs, helping to minimize the damage done by these garden pests. Grow spotted bee balm in full sun or partial shade and well-drained soil. It's drought-tolerant once established, resistant to powdery mildew, and the deer tend to leave it be. Use this zone 3 to 8 hardy perennial in wildflower or perennial gardens or to naturalize a sunny, fast-draining slope. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Imagine a well-known general riding his horse into the lobby of a hotel. It was met with applause. Another military man came here to recruit his best troops for a famous charge against the enemy. It's a unique combination of history that still serves customers in the present. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
longtime Morgan host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The Menger Hotel was hosting guests barely two decades after the smoke cleared next door at the Battle of the Alamo. Ernesto Malacara says many notable people have stayed here, including one general who made quite an entrance.
Robert E. Lee did ride his horse into the lobby of the hotel, and he dismounted, and then he picked up one of the Menger daughter, which is Catherine Barbara Menger, and he presented her with a little golden locket and put her on his horse.
Lee wasn't the only military man to arrive here. One man used the hotel as a recruitment center.
Teddy Roosevelt was here three times in 1892 on a javelina hunt. Then he came back in 1898 for the recruitment of some of the Rough Riders, as some had already been recruited before. And then he came back in 1905 for a victory celebration. Those who had survived the battle in Cuba.
Not only did Roosevelt spend time here, some items connected to him are on display.
We also have one of the greatest collection of Roosevelt memorabilia. We have the original guide on, the original flag that went up Kettle Hill for the charge, complete with a bullet hole.
They have that original flag and much more from Roosevelt's days in the war. Ernesto says there are many traditions that have stood the test of time at the Menger Hotel.
Our signature dessert here is mango ice cream, which has been on the menu for over 100 years. During the inauguration of the ball for President Bill Clinton, we sent 80 gallons of that to the event, and it's been a favorite with the people for over 100 years, and it's still there.
It's a rich mix of history and the present day, making this spot next door to the Alamo a true treasure in the city. Traveling the countryside in San Antonio, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.
Horn flies bring misery to cattle. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They'll be buzzing around before you know it, so the time to prevent their onslaught is now, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Flies are one of the most economically devastating cattle pests. They feed on the animal's blood with ferocious and painful bites and carry diseases such as staph and E. coli. Hundreds of flies on a cow will affect its health and productivity. Mark Upton is the director of sales for the Feed Animal Group at Central Life Sciences. He says the best approach is to get ahead of the fly control problem now. So instead of getting swarms of flies on the cows and having to treat it later, prevent it from ever becoming a problem.
One big reason is, quite frankly, it's cheaper. If you wait until you've got a lot of flies on cows, you have the labor to get them up, you've got expensive chemical costs to try to treat them, and you've already got production losses. These flies suck blood off the cow, and so they're robbing you of those profits that you're having to spend to put blood back in the cow. And secondly, it's just way less stress on you and the cow.
He recommends adding an insect growth regulator called Altacid to a free choice mineral supplement, mineral tub, or liquid feed.
They can put that same product out in front of the cow. It doesn't taste different. The feeding rate's not going to change. The cow doesn't know any difference. And so when she goes up and takes her daily dose of mineral or liquid feed or whatever it is, she's getting a dose of Altacid. And all we're doing is using the cow as a mechanism to get Altacid through the body to the manure, because that's where the flies lay their eggs, and that's where we stop this life cycle.
Remove and properly dispose of fresh manure from barns and stalls to help prevent new populations from developing. When the flies start emerging depends on where you're located, but once you start having 60-degree days, you'll start seeing horn flies. Learn more about horn fly control at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Courts sometimes side with animal rights activists who lie to get farm access. Details ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Recent court decisions have poked holes in some state laws designed to protect farmers from animal rights activists. Roger McOwen is an ag law expert with Washburn University in Topeka, Kansas, who blogged about this recently.
We've had legislatures in a number of states that have enacted laws designed to protect animal confinement operations by limiting access to those facilities. A common approach to these various state statutes is for the law to criminalize the use of deception to get access to a confined livestock facility or a meatpacking plant, with the intent then to cause physical harm or economic harm or some other type of injury to that business.
McOwen says one way to deal with activists who base challenges on First Amendment protection is to make a case for violating trespassing or contract laws.
I have a right to say who comes onto my property or not just based on trespass law. Let's take the speech issue out of it, get out of the constitutional First Amendment type issue and just base it on trespass. I think you want to specify in detail what the job requirements are and what is and what is not permitted to occur on the premises and inside buildings.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Are those tires you're riding around on getting bald? Slight pull to the left or right as you're cruising down the highway? Let Hilltop Tires in Marysville get you rolling straight down the road again this year with a full tire alignment. Still the best selection of tires and timely, dependable service. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Tucked away below the old water tower in Marysville, call Hilltop Tires today at 785-619-6035. 619-6035.
Your authorized Hustler dealer with service is Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Built durable, comfortable, and here in the state of Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to handle any terrain you have. Don't settle for a flimsy unit from the big box store. Stocked with a full line of residential zero-turn mowers, Blue Valley Trailers has the mower designed to get the job done at the right price. Look over the complete selection of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or online at bluevalleytrailers.com.
Hey farmers and ranchers, ready for planting season? Need a fuel buddy who's got your back? Kramer Oil is here for you. From Marysville to Jamestown, Longford, and everywhere in between, our 13 card lock locations keep you running smooth from sunup to sundown. Say goodbye to running on empty during planting. With Kramer Oil, you get reliable fuel services that fit just right with your farm's needs. Kramer Oil, powering your farm's success, your go-to for fuel in Kansas and Nebraska.
As you gear up for another planting season, is your equipment as efficient as it can be? Have Cottage Hill Ag Supply of Waterville improve your planter's seed spacing and singulation with depth control abilities this spring. Call Darren at 785-363-6101 to find out how precision planting can bank the most of your acreage or schedule planter maintenance or improvements. Success at harvest starts with timely planting in the spring, so contact Cottage Hill Ag Supply at 363-6101 and have your planter ready before it needs to be in the field.
Good Wednesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it is Wednesday, now March the 13th of 2024. As these times, we've been shifting our focus a little bit as we get closer to planting season as we look at the current soil temperatures at a few different regions across the Sunflower State. Soil organisms, of course, functioning best at optimum soil temperatures. Temperature also impacts the rate of nitrification, also influences soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients. Again, as I mentioned, we'll take a look at across a couple of different regions. We'll break the state up into thirds. We'll start out of the western third up in the northwest corner of the state, which is primarily the coolest part. As we get closer to growing season, we'll look in Cheyenne. Their current forage soil temperature is at 43 degrees, which is a bit warmer than their 7-day average of 41 degrees. Kind of in the central portion on the western third, we'll look in Leote, as the current temperature right now is at 47 degrees, 3 degrees warmer than their 44 degrees 7-day average. And in the far southwest corner of the state, we will go down to Meade, currently 48 degrees, which is right on their 7-day average at 48 degrees Fahrenheit. Now across the central third of the state, we'll look up in north central at Jewell, as their current forage soil temperature is at 46 degrees, a bit warmer than their 44 degrees 7-day average. Hart in the middle of the state in Little River, we'll take a look. 50 degrees is their current soil temperature at the 4-inch depth, which is 1 degree warmer than their 7-day average of 49. Here in South Central, we'll look in Harper, currently 52 degrees, which is a bit warmer than their 49 degrees 7-day average. Now, across the eastern third of the state, we will start up in the northeastern corner in Hiawatha. 47 degrees is their current 4-inch soil temperature as of right now, their 7-day average, a bit cooler than that at 45 degrees. Kind of in the central portion, but still in the eastern third in Welda, currently 50 degrees at the 4-inch soil depth and their 7-day average of 49 degrees. And then down primarily in one of the warmer parts of the state, we'll look in Cherokee. Currently 52 degrees is their 4-inch soil temperature, which is a bit warmer than their 7-day average of 51 degrees Fahrenheit. Sam Speck with your latest soil temperatures here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality seed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as Smart Lick Lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. That's not all. Home City Grain is now offering dust control services. Don't wait. Contact them at 785-799-3326 by May 1st to sign up and secure your spot.
Corn flies bring misery to cattle. They'll be buzzing around before you know it, so the time to prevent their onslaught is now on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the One Parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the One Parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the One Parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Horn flies are one of the most economically devastating cattle pests. They feed on the animal's blood with ferocious and painful bites and carry diseases such as staph and E. coli. Hundreds of flies on a cow will affect its health and productivity. Mark Upton is the director of sales for the Feed Animal Group at Central Life Sciences. He says the best approach is to get ahead of the fly control problem now. So instead of getting swarms of flies on the cows and having to treat it later, prevent it from ever becoming a problem.
One big reason is, quite frankly, it's cheaper. If you wait until you've got a lot of flies on cows, you have the labor to get them up, you've got expensive chemical costs to try to treat them, and you've already got production losses. These flies suck blood off the cow, and so they're robbing you of those profits that you're having to spend to put blood back in the cow. And secondly, it's just way less stress on you and the cow.
He recommends adding an insect growth regulator called Altacid to a free choice mineral supplement, mineral tub, or liquid feed.
They can put that same product out in front of the cow. It doesn't taste different. The feeding rate's not going to change. The cow doesn't know any difference. And so when she goes up and takes her daily dose of mineral or liquid feed or whatever it is, she's getting a dose of Altacid. And all we're doing is using the cow as a mechanism to get Altacid through the body to the manure, because that's where the flies lay their eggs, and that's where we stop this life cycle.
When the flies start emerging depends on where you're located, but once you start having 60 degree days, you'll start seeing horn flies. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about horn fly control at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 model work truck. A new 24 Silverado 1500, it's the High Country Edition. And a 2024 Silverado 3500 HD with a 6.6 Duramax diesel engine. Available for your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Good Wednesday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through midday now, we're still seeing mixed to slightly higher in the livestock as the cattle markets are doing well today. April live cattle up $1.27 to $189.52. June's up $1.70 to $185.65. Similar gains in the feeder cattle markets. The March contract up 75 cents to $249.72. April's up $1.07 to $255.20. However, we start to see some red when we hit the lean hogs. April hogs currently down 77 at $84.57. May's down 72 at 91.47. A look through the grains now. Some two-sided trade in corn. A little bit of profit taking today and some corrections off of yesterday's rally. Some short covering in action waiting the stocks and seedings report near the end of the month. As we look in corn here currently, it's been back and forth today. March corn back up 3.5 to 432 and a half. May's up a penny to 442 and three quarters. Continued pressure in the wheat markets today. All three, Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat, are down. March Kansas City wheat down a nickel at 618 and a quarter. May's currently down 10 and a quarter at 587 and a quarter cent. Mixed in the oats with May down a penny at 371 and three quarters, but July up that 1 cent mark to 364 and a half. Pressure in the soybeans today as well. March beans currently down 8 and a quarter to 1173 and three quarters. Starting to see some recovery in the later months. May just down 1 and a quarter to 1194 and three quarters. March soybean meal down sharply, dropping 690 on the day to 326.90. And soy oil is riding high off the renewable diesel and green fuels, driving those purchases up. May right now up 90 points at 48.72. Mixed in the cotton markets. May cotton currently down 49 at 94.74. Taking a look down Wall Street, we see the Dow up 173 at 39,178. The S&P back slightly higher, up 2 points to 5,178. However, the NASDAQ a bit lower, down 41 points at 16,223. Into the metals now, we see gold up $16.50 to $2,182.60 per ounce, with March silver up 75 cents to $24.94 per ounce. Dollar index still down at 23 points at 102.69.
The 45th annual Molitor Angus production sale is set for Saturday, March 16th. The sale starts at 1 p.m. out at the ranch north of Zenda, Kansas. Molitor Angus Ranch will be offering 100 black Angus bulls and 35 females. So join the auction at the ranch just 5 miles north and 2.5 miles west of Zenda, Kansas, where you can watch and bid online at dvauctions.com. That's dvauctions.com. Molitor Angus Ranch is a family-owned operation, excelling in performance, calving ease, and gentle dispositions. So mark your calendar for the 45th annual Molitor Angus production sale set for Saturday, March 16th at 1 p.m. For more information, call Mike Molitor at 620-243-3081. That's 620-243-3081. To see a full-scale catalog online, head to MolitorAngus.com. That's MolitorAngus.com. It's the 45th annual Molitor Angus production sale. We will see you at the ranch on Saturday, March 16th, or online at dvauction.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Oil prices and inflation rates are among the main driving factors of the price of fertilizer. K-State Farm Management Extension Specialist Greg Ibendahl discusses how fertilizer prices impact producers' net income.
Fertilizer is really the second biggest expense category outside machinery. So machinery is by far and away the biggest expense category. A lot of those expenses are fixed expenses. But then when we look at the variable expenses, really fertilizer is the most important one there. You know, farmers have a lot of money tied up in growing a crop, especially for something like corn or grain sorghum or wheat, where you're putting a lot of nitrogen on your product. So those crops use a lot of fertilizer, and whenever those prices go up, we see a corresponding hit to the farmer's bottom line, because that's going to show up as a higher input cost.
Ibendahl relays the optimal price of oil and inflation rates that he'd expect to keep fertilizer costs in check.
Whenever we see oil prices go up, we're going to see a corresponding hit on the fertilizer side. So, you know, we had fertilizer prices go up well above $1,000 a ton for anhydrous at one point. You know, they have since backed off quite a bit here. And over the last few months, I think anhydrous now is currently in the mid-$800 range or so. But really, as long as the oil price stays in the $70 range, I think you'll look at fertilizer prices being pretty steady. A lot of it's going to depend on the inflation side too here. So as long as we have kind of got inflation down to the 3 or 4% range, I think you're looking at, you know, fertilizer in the $800 range is probably pretty realistic.
He explains why producers may consider buying their fertilizer sooner rather than later in 2024.
Farmers can buy things ahead of time, and a lot of farmers do have some storage capabilities for buying fertilizer and storing it, and the same with fuel storage as well here. So, you know, farmers can look at my price predictions and look at maybe when they want to consider buying things. If you go back and look at what happened a year ago, you know, a lot of farmers tend to want to buy fertilizer in the fall because they can count that as an expense in the current year, and it can help lower things for tax purposes. Well, a year ago, it was the case where, you know, fertilizer prices went down pretty much all winter, most of the spring. So those farmers who bought fertilizer later in the year and earlier in the spring actually came out ahead over those folks who bought their fertilizer earlier in the year, maybe like a year ago last fall. Well, I don't think that's going to be the case this year. I don't think waiting and buying your fertilizer this spring later is going to really allow you much saving, because it looks to me like fertilizer has been rising a good chunk of the winter here. I don't really see a whole lot of downside potential, though, in the fertilizer market, just based on where the oil price and the inflation price is here. So I don't really see much fertilizer prices going much lower. I think the risk of things going higher is probably a bigger risk to producers.
That was K-State Farm Management Extension Specialist Greg Ibendahl on the current fertilizer price outlook. Learn more at www.agmanager.info. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Travelong by Landall in Waterville is looking for career-minded individuals, currently hiring trailer refurbishment staff, including welders, paint prep, painters, and assemblers on first shift. This stable family-owned company offers competitive wages, raises, and promotions, plus a 4% attendance bonus based off your gross weekly wage. Benefits include paid time off, paid holidays, incentive bonus, employer-paid life, short-term and long-term disability insurance, comprehensive health insurance, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. Landall Company, EEO Vets and Disability. Welcome.
From ABC News, Wall Street now. Falling share prices for tech giant NVIDIA were pulling down the NASDAQ this morning. The composite was off 0.5%. The Dow Jones, though, had added on to yesterday's advances with a 178-point gain. The S&P was wavering between positive and negative. Dollar Tree missed Wall Street's expectations for sales and profit over the holiday season. As a result, the discount retailer will close nearly 1,000 stores, including 600 in the first half of fiscal 2024. Also facing cuts, airline schedules. Southwest says it'll have to trim its schedule because Boeing can't deliver as many new jets as expected. United faces the same problem. It's putting a pause on hiring new pilots. Another store within a store is on the way. Babies R Us will start showing up inside Kohl's. This fall, they should be in about 200 locations with baby gear, furniture, and safety products. Babies R Us also will get a section on Kohl's website. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.